This American Dope podcast is part of the Motown Mafia series. Check out the other podcasts in this series. Log on to www.americandope.com and check out our store.
First of all, know the rules before you start. Number one rule is snitches die. So if you cannot handle the pressure and the weight, don't get in the game. If you got to tell on everybody you know, and your mama, your dad, everybody you know to get out of trouble, just stay doing what you do now, because that game ain't for you. Number two, don't get high on the supply. Don't come in the game getting high, doing that, you want to sell and get high. That's what I would tell them. And number two, pretty much stay out of the game, because it ain't for most people. Most people today you look at cannot handle the weight. Look at all the stories you see in the news today. Nicky Bond, snitch. Frank Lucas, snitch. Where's the real ones? This is a story about a real one. From the beginning to the end, never telling on nobody, fighting a legal defense. Frank Lucas ain't even fight a legal defense. You understand? None of them fought a legal defense because they told. They didn't have to have the lawyers of Ross Black, Milton Henry, the best lawyers of that day. Equal to Johnny Cochran. Ross Black was such bad of a lawyer, he came out of New York, he wrote the Book of Law. You understand? So he had a lawyer that was, if Johnny Cochran was hitting on something, then he'd have had him. That's the kind of money he was handling. He wasn't handling no chump money. Ross Black, right now, if you go to the legal law library and look it up, Ross Black and F. Lee Bailey wrote the Book of Law. That's who he had defending him, the best. He thought Ross Black was better than F. Lee Bailey. That'd give you an idea. He would have had F. Lee Bailey defending him, but he thought Ross Black was better because Ross Black used to come into the courtroom dressed in military gear. Ross Black used to come in and say, "This is war." And I'm going to tell you something else. The reason you don't hear about no killers in this story, because my father's battle was with the government more than anybody, because couldn't nothing on the streets handle him. So it wasn't no war there. The war was with the government, because nothing else could hold him back, period. Nothing. I heard he made $30 million cash for his pocket. That's the greatest month, and he thanked Jimmy Hoffa for that. If it wasn't for Jimmy Hoffa, it never would have happened for him. Jimmy Hoffa brought the whole country to a standstill. And just so happened at the time that he brought the whole country to the standstill, all the top narcotics men in the country who had money, so we going on vacation because it ain't nothing to sell. So all of them wound up in Las Vegas. Him, a guy named Frank Matthews, another guy named Nicky Bonds, and others. And the police thought that they was having a big dope meeting in Las Vegas, so they rounded all of them up and put them all in jail. Held them for about 24 hours, searched their rooms, searched their cars, didn't find no narcotics. But at this particular time, when they were all locked up in jail together, my father found out after talking to all of them for 24 hours, he was paying $10,000 too much for the package. And boy, once he got out of there, whoever was taking care of him, he had to let them know that this was not acceptable, that the fat man was nobody's sucker, that the fat man was number one when it came to anybody. He didn't put himself behind nobody. It's just that simple. And if you look at the things he did, who else would go down to the federal government building down here in Detroit, pull up in a Rolls Royce, pop the trunk at 4:30 in the afternoon? He got $300,000 in $1 bills to piss off the federal officers who he's upset with. So he gonna go down there and pay $300,000 all in $1 bills. Now the people working there, what they gonna say? We ain't gonna accept this $300,000. They got to stay there and count this money and make sure it's right. Once it's right, they can go home. So now he got everybody working late. You understand? Even after he did that, they was even calling the federal officers that was following him, telling him, "This nigga's down here in front of the federal building in Detroit, Michigan, in a white Rolls Royce with a trunk full of money. Got niggas hauling the money into the federal building." You understand? Like, what kind of shit is this going on here? That's just how it was. You know, he didn't back down into the government. He gave them a fight, knowing it's a losing fight anytime you get in such a battle. He told me, always after speaking about it, if that you get in a situation in the government on you, give it up. Just close down and let it go.
All right, right, what about the story of the big bank taking Little Bank? I heard a rumor the amount of money he had. How'd that story play out?
Well, they was at a guy by the name Stokes after hours spot. And they was all in there bragging on who had the most money, so and so. So they made a bet. Okay, we gonna bet $10,000. Nigga, whoever go bring the most money in here win the money. So I guess the dude went, he bought about $50,000. I guess my old dude went and bought probably maybe $200,000. Asked him, is that enough or do you need more? And that's how that story went. Is that enough or do you want me to have, you want me to bring some more here? I can go get plenty more. That's I just didn't think you could handle that. So I just bought what I thought you could handle, nigga, because I didn't think you was $1 million nigga, which is what I'm playing with. I ain't think you could handle $1 million. So I ain't think I had to bring $1 million out to beat you. I thought you was a $200,000 nigga. And now that I see that, you ain't even a $200,000 nigga. You a $50,000 nigga, man. Well, Eddie, that's all you are, Eddie, a $50,000 nigga.
Eddie, what about when your dad used to go to Vegas, how'd he used to do his thing?
Well, first of all, I told you he was a people person and loved the people that was his audience. His customers and they family and kids, even people that wasn't his customer. You didn't have to be his customer to be in his audience. You understand? All you had to do was catch him on the right day and be there and you was on. You was finna see something that you probably ain't gonna witness again in your lifetime. Going down in the projects, and you ain't got to ask me, there's plenty of people in the projects that'll tell you these stories because they told them to me. A lot of stories other people told to me because he was sort of bashful in telling me this. When he came home, we'd go out hanging together, and other people come telling me stories, and he'd sit there kind of bashful. That's about, did you really do that, Pop? You know how that is. You understand? Niggas push a button on me, and at that time, I had to be Superman. You understand? When they pushed that button, I turned into Superman. You understand? And that's how it was. Just that simple.
I mean, would he get one room, two rooms? There's rumors about him buying whole suites or whole.
No. Let me tell you the trick of that. I'm gonna tell you how this is based on. You, anybody else in here, you can get a free suite. You get the whole flow to yourself, and you get a master suite. I took about, he's from everybody's account, about 250 people out the projects he took. So they gave him the whole flow free, and a master suite, which is like your plush home that they would describe to you. Now, the way you get this is because you didn't been there before and lost $150,000, $200,000. So they really giving you all this to stay at their hotel because they know you're going to lose this kind of money. They give you all this banking on the odds that you ain't going to win. And their odds would pay off most of the time, but some nights he have got them, you understand? But most nights they would win because it was all a party to him anyway. If he took $1 million and take all, we going to throw this $1 million away anyway. So that's how it was. If he go out, he roll it. Okay, I'm gonna take 250 people. I got $1 million to blow. We all gonna go down here and blow this $1 million together. So we all going to the fight. We all going wherever we going. Nobody gonna be shortchanged. You ain't got to worry about being hungry if you got enough money to gamble. By the time we leave here, some gonna be broke. Most of us broke, and a few of us got lucky. And that's the way that was.
This podcast is brought to you by American Dope. This American Dope podcast is part of the Motown Mafia series. Check out the other podcasts in this series. Log on to www.americandope.com and check out our store.